We're going to get more into that subject here over the next day or so, not necessarily in this show specifically, but as we go on, folks here in Michigan digesting some of what he's proposing out there with having that pool of people who are eligible for overtime expand upwards. There's always been this idea that if you're salaried, you're not hourly, and you work and you make a certain amount of money, over a certain amount of money, you're exempt. But this would open up that pool of folks who were not exempt from those overtime rules. It's interesting. The president is on a roll right now, too, in terms of popularity. The other network out there, CNN, says that in the latest poll that they did, that he's topping 50% approval now. So he had for his policies, for his procedures, and for everything around the White House, he had a pretty good week last week, and it certainly bounced up in the latest polling that they've done, where he was not doing particularly well. He was below that magical. I mean, there's nothing magical about it, but it's historically, it's thought that you're at the 50 percentile or above, that you generally have a breeze at your back here in the nation with the people who are behind you. And if you're not, then you don't, and things become more difficult. So we'll see if that plays into his mindset here going forward. Certainly it may have with this move on the overtime, and you get some political cachet and credit, and you decide to go out there and cash a little bit of it. That's what you do, especially when it's your final term and the clock is ticking. So I don't think there's any question about that and that particular, again, word mindset right now. 62 degrees is our temperature on your Tuesday morning, final day of June, and it looks like it's going to be an okay day weather-wise, but certainly a chance for showers, and that is going to increase as the day goes on here. 74, roughly, thereabouts. Low 70s are high today, and the same chance for showers occurring tonight and again over the next 24 hours. And it starts to decrease, and it really does look like we're going to have a marvelous Independence Day, July 4th here coming up on Saturday. That's the official day for it. Of course, the state holiday will be Friday the 3rd. There'll be shows going on, fireworks and et cetera, et cetera. I've already heard them around the city. People already getting busy out there with that in mid-Michigan and in some places now. Of course, things have been augmented, and it's a no-no until you get very close to the 4th, but they're doing it. You know, they're going to go out there and do it anyway, right? And that's what's already happening. The dogs have noticed that and gotten a little squirrely. Normally, how are your pets with that? How do your pets react with the fireworks? Some just despise it, and they get very agitated. And, of course, there's some people who get agitated as well. Of course, our veterans, too, and that's a whole separate subject with post-traumatic stress syndrome and the sound of the fireworks. So we've become more sensitive to that particular subject here in recent years compared to prior years in the past. So 80 degrees is the forecast way out ahead from Tuesday to Saturday, but it's supposed to be pretty much a sunny day and a beautiful day for the 4th of July. Should be great for the fireworks on the 4th itself. Looking across the pond, we have a definite crisis going on, one that we've covered here and talked about before numerous times on the show in the nation of Greece, where they are in danger here today of not making a payment that is due, going into a default situation in the Eurozone and possibly now a poised to leave the Eurozone. There's a referendum that has been scheduled for this coming weekend in the nation of Greece where that very thing is on the docket. Joining us now to discuss this morning is Fox News Radio's Simon Owen from London. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Dave.
Well, this is a big story now. There has been some headlines that here in the U.S. that say Greece on the brink, and then they say, so what? Then they go through a list of items that intertwine things together and tell people that this really does matter. But you still find those who, and I'm sure even in Europe, even in the Eurozone, who say, well, if they go, we'll get along. But really, we're entering uncharted waters, aren't we?
Yes, and that's the sort of uncertainty that certainly the European Union wants to avoid. At the same time, you know, markets hate uncertainty, and yet we haven't seen them crashing or particularly plummeting. They've certainly been falling in recent days. But I think in previous euro crises, you know, the last few years, there's been a lot more concern about contagion. You know, Greece is a sizable country, but it's not that big in the grand scheme of things. If, you know, Europe would not fall, I don't think, if it had to exit the euro currency. The fear before was that if Greece went, then maybe someone like Spain, you know, a much bigger country, could follow, and that would get some people feeling quite skittish about things. But actually, Europe has kind of stabilized in the last few years, with the exception of Greece. And so that fear of a spreading chaos has kind of gone away. But make no mistake, Europe does not want to lose Greece, and that's why the Greeks think that they can push this so hard. They have an anti-austerity government. It needs money today to pay a $1.8 billion loan repayment to the IMF. Greece now saying that is not going to happen. It's going to have to skip that payment. Europe has said the money is there. They will give Greece another bailout, but it has to accept more austerity, more spending cuts, more tax hikes. That's what this Greek government was elected to reject, and it's sticking to its word.
So what's the mindset of this, of where the electorate will go now? They've been facing the ATMs that have been shut down. Now we hear, unless you're a pensioner, that some of the banks may open for certain pensioners to go in and get some needed cash. But other than that, they're trying to do the lockdown of capital flight from the country, and that historically has not worked for other nations. So what about this referendum? Will people be more likely to go against their government, or is there a premier basically riding high on public affection right now?
Well, it's quite hard to know. I mean, we're seeing protests for both sides. We're seeing people turning out saying, this is quite right, no more austerity, this is what we elected you to do, push back on this, stick to your guns. We see plenty of protests for that. There are also protests to the other side saying, just get a deal. We don't want any more instability, just get a deal, we will swallow the new austerity. Now, this referendum on Sunday is the Greek Prime Minister's way. It's essentially a referendum on him. He's putting the terms of the offer from Europe on the table, on a vote, and saying, do you think we should take this or not? I think it's too early to know which way it's going to go. I mean, because, as you say, it comes down to whether you can get your cash or not. We're now in day two of what they call capital controls. You can get $65 out of the ATM if you can find one that's got any cash in it. By Friday, you know, that might be starting to wear thin a little bit. And if they do vote to reject the European package, those banks will be staying closed probably for a while longer. You know, by the end of this week, people are going to be not getting paid by their bosses and that sort of thing. And that, I think, well, maybe that'll play on people's minds a little bit more and bring them round. Both sides stand to lose here if it doesn't go their way. And the head of the European Union said yesterday that this is not a game of poker. Either everyone wins or everyone loses.
Simon, before we let you go, this manufacturing is not high on the list. It's a country that's steeped in tourism, that service economy there. I got to think that tourism takes a major, major hit if this drags on.
Well, I mean, not necessarily, because if anything, it might get a bit cheaper to go over there if the drachma, which is Greece's old currency, returns. And then certainly the capital controls on the ATMs are not affecting foreign cards. So if you've got a foreign bank card, you're fine, as long as you can find an ATM that has sufficient funds in it. And for the time being, credit cards payments are working. We don't know how long that would last. Tourism is not necessarily the end of it. I think the concern from a global stage, and certainly from the U.S., is more of a sort of political one, because if Greece goes cold on Europe, then Russia's Vladimir Putin is very much ready to move in, give Greece some money in return for influence over Greek politics. Well, Greece is a NATO member. The U.S. does not want Vladimir Putin effectively controlling a NATO ally.
So there's definitely a strategic angle here that's far beyond the financial as well. Simon Owen, Fox News Radio, reporting from London today on the Greek crisis here coming to a head. Simon, have a great morning.
Thanks a lot.
All right, more coming up here. We will keep it on the morning wake up. Don't go away. It's 1320 WILS.
He's been called the master of assessments.
In this world that we're in,